Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Beis. Minayin l'sfina shei tahara. How do you know that a sfina is tahar? Which means the Rav explains that it's not makabel tuma. Shenemar derech aniyah belev yom. That the way of a ship is in the heart of the sea. The Rav explains that it's pashut that a ship is in the heart of the sea. So what's the pasuk in Mishlei telling us? It's telling us that the ship is like the sea. Just like the sea is tahar, so too a ship is tahar. Even if it's made out of cheres, even if it's brought to the shore and then brought back to the sea, still a ship is tahar from being mekabel tuma. So this Mishnah, again, is continuing with different asmachtas. And Rabbi Kiva continues, Minayin l'arugah sheshishal shisha tvachim, shezerim b'soicha chamisha zeirun, v'arba ba'arba ruchos harugah ve'echod be'emtza. So how do we know that if you would have rows when you're planting, this is l'gabi kilayim, that are 6x6 tvachim, that in this 6x6 square tvachim, that one can plant inside of it five different seeds, five different types of seeds. We have this in kilayim. This is kilei zroim. And the main nekuda here, the Rav brings out, by kilayim, it's not an issue if different grains or plants nurture from each other from under the ground. Rather, the main issue is that there's a hecker. And if you have a 6x6 tvachim, there's a way to make it where you can plant five different seeds in an area of 6x6 tvachim, and it would not be a problem, it would be a hecker. The way the Rav illustrates it is that you can have one row on each side, the outer side. Let's just pretend in the mind that there's a square. I should have pictures below. And the main thing is as long as there's a hecker, even if there's a part that's pointing towards and very close to and adjacent to a different seed, since it's only by the point, that enough is a hecker. The main issue would be is if you had two rows that are lying next to each other parallel or full perpendicular. Here, it's pointing into it, and that's not a problem. But the main point is that, according to the Rav, is that the corners of this area have to be left fallow, so this way the seeds that are along the sides are not touching each other as well, only by a slant and a point, and that we said is not a problem. But this whole thing is learned out from Psukim, from an Asmachta, that you can plant these amount of seeds in this area. Shenemar ki cha'aretz toitzi tzimcha uchigana zeirueha tatzmiach. Zara leinemar ela zeirueha. So the drush is, the Rav says, toitzi is chad, tzmecha is another one, so that's two. Zerueha is another two, so that's four. Tatzmiach, that's five. And how do we know that we're dealing with an area? So that's as far as the seeds. How do we know that we're dealing with an area of 6x6? That the Rabbanan knew that an area of six tfachim will not have the seeds that are along the side, bionic from the middle one. And also, it's not a big mess, and there's a hecker, like we've said earlier.